History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, I'm Steve McKenna, producer for History Makers Radio. Today we reminisce as we listen to an interview Matt Prater did many years ago at Easterfest in Toowoomba, Queensland. We hear the interview with Manuel from Group One Crew and Steve Taylor.
Welcome along. I'm really stoked to meet you, Manuel, because your song A Little Closer. Let's just start out asking about that song. What's the heart behind that song?
Well, it was one of these songs that I just wrote when I was feeling really depressed. I don't know if a lot of people feel like this, but you're in this walk of faith and you're in this thing called Christianity, and you think you add up all the things you've done right and all the things you've done wrong, and usually, at least for me, it's a lot more wrong than right. At least that's how it feels sometimes. And then the Lord just talked to me one day and was like, man, as long as you don't give up, as long as you just keep searching after me, every day you get closer to realizing the goal of our faith, which is to see him, you know, to find him. It's not to have more rights than wrongs, but more so to trust that he's done enough to cover your wrong. It's been a lesson that song has taught me, to just trust in the grace that God has for us. So
yeah. Very cool. Well, I love the sound. And I'm curious to know a bit about the background of Group One Crew. Tell us how it all began.
Well, I started it in 2003 when I got out of Bible college. There was 13 of us, and I just came back to Orlando and just felt like God was calling me to start this movement. You know, I didn't know how far it was going to go. It was just, let's get some dreamers together and let's make this thing happen. It went from 13 to 1. And then as I was hustling as a solo artist, my old manager found me on MySpace and was like, hey, I want to start a group because I know of a label that's looking. And so I started, called two people, which were Pablo and Blanca. And then they flew us to Nashville, did a showcase, and boom. Got signed in 2006.
Okay, very cool. And Jonathan Toulin, or Toulin, I think you say,
yeah,
has been out in Australia a couple of times doing his living room tour. And I know that he speaks very highly of you. And he's sung on one of your tracks. You've sung on
Compass.
Yeah, tell us about that song.
It was he sung on my song called Heaven, which is on my last EP release, and then Compass. It was a great song, man. It's really just about God being our true north. Like, when we get lost, to use God for what he is, and that's to get us on the right path, like a compass would be. So it's a good song.
Oh, very cool. What's your family nationality? What's your background?
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. Okay, very cool. Oh, good stuff. And what can we expect from your stage show? What do you guys bring?
We have fun.
Yeah.
Like, good. Yeah, no doubt. Like, you definitely see on stage that we're friends. Like, you can tell that we hang out and that God is important. We do have fun. We dance a lot, you know, definitely more so than probably you have seen on stage, because I've been watching every band and I'm like, man, we're going to be the only ones that don't stand behind a thing and sing, you know? So I'm like a little nervous, but not really. I like to dance.
What does Love Changes Everything mean to you?
You know, when I think about what love has done for me, at least my comprehension of what God's love is and just real love, I've realized more so now than ever that I don't think people would hate Christianity if they felt real love. Like, there's a lot of people that dislike our faith, mainly because us as people, not because of God. Because if they felt true love, I don't think anyone can turn away from it. You know what I'm saying? A love that doesn't judge, a love that encourages when you're feeling down, a love that is so understanding and so unconditional. I just don't know anyone that can turn that down, you know? So I think what it's meant to me is a goal to strive after that type of love, that whenever I meet someone, whether they have the same view as me or whether they think completely different, that I love them, like, just crazy kind of love to where they're just like, this dude is some kind of crazy because he's nice to me when I don't even believe in the God that he serves. I don't believe in anything that he believes in. And in my life, I get to do it all the time. I live in LA, which is a very insane place, you know, and I married into a family and like we have the craziest diverse, some believers, some not. A lot, there's, you know, we have a lot of gay people in our family, and then we have a lot of normal. And my mom is hilarious. She went to our wedding, and she was like, Joe, there's a lot of gay people here. And I'm like, yeah, mom, welcome to the new family, you know? Like, and we just love them. Like, me and my wife are just, you know, a lot of people wouldn't. They wouldn't. They're just not what we do, I guess, as Christians. But I just love people, man, and I want so much that they find God through the love that I give as opposed to the fancy words that I say or maybe the words that I may preach. Because if you have to convince somebody into believing in Jesus, that just means that somebody can come along who's smarter than you can convince them out of Jesus. Yeah. But there's something about love that leaves a deposit inside of them that is like, this is real. That's what I felt.
Let's hand over to Steve Taylor here. And I just have to do a little bit of an introduction here of how great this guy is. When I was a youth group kid, I had a tall, skinny, gangly youth leader named Steve Pratt. And he gave me a cassette tape of Steve Taylor. And
cassette tapes are there. Small.
Yeah, those little things with the, yeah, that's right.
And play them in your car.
I listened to this guy's music and I thought, wow, this guy is crazy. I kind of get what this guy's saying. This guy's got, you know, it's not your normal Christian music that's just, you know, nice, you know, straight songs from the Bible, or, you know, it's just, you know, songs like I Want to Be a Clone and Meltdown and you know, all these, you know, so I Blew Up the Clinic real good, all these, you know, radical songs. And there's a bit of a story about that I hear too. But and then I actually went through a real tough time in my life, and the song Finish Line helped me keep going in my faith. I played that for about a month, and the video clip, brilliant, that song Finish Line. And I preached a sermon on your song, The Finish Line. It impacted me so much. And then you faded off into oblivion, and we didn't hear from you for years. And then I heard about this movie, Blue Like Jazz, and I heard about this and a few other things you're doing. And then I watched this crazy YouTube clip for your Kickstarter campaign. And I shared it on my Facebook and I said, everyone, we've got to get a new album out. And Peter Furler, our good Aussie friend, is the drummer in The Perfect Foil. And you're back together. The band is back together. Well, you've got a new version. But tell us why you decided to get up and have another crack at this band thing.
Yeah, well, about 12 years ago, I studied music and film in college. And when I got out of college, by the way, if you study music or film separately in college, it may still be this way today. Back then, it was known as the zero job prospect degree. But when you actually combine music and film together in a form of study, it actually creates a future unemployment vortex, and eventually, out of that emerges a barista. So, but I dared to dream and. So I thought it would probably be easier to be in a rock band in my 20s and a filmmaker in my 50s than the reverse. So I shifted to filmmaking about 10 years ago. And the second film that I made was going to be Blue Like Jazz, based on this bestseller by Donald Miller. And optioned the property and then started working with Don on the screenplay. And then it became a big bestseller in the U.S. And I just thought, well, this is going to be easy to fund. And it turns out I was wrong, that I couldn't find anybody to give us money to make it. So we worked, oh man, almost 3 years trying to raise money. And I, at a certain point, I was so frustrated. I called up Peter, I said, man, I got to do something else. I'm going crazy here. We gotta make some music or something. So we called a couple of friends and we started recording. And then the movie ended up getting funded by a Kickstarter campaign that fans put together. So then we made the movie. It took a couple of years and then came back and realized we should finish this album. So here we are.
You wrote a lot of songs for the Newsboys over the years.
Well, yeah. We started working together with Peter a long time ago. I think the first song we wrote together was Not Ashamed, which he sang tonight.
Oh, right. And, okay.
You know, Shine and Breakfast and He Reigns and all those songs.
So, yeah, some great lyrics
yeah,
in those.
Yeah.
Did you feel like that was a major part of your career, writing for the Newsboys?
Yeah, it just came about as an accident.
Yeah.
And then we got on so well that I asked the record label if I could produce the whole album, and they said yes, and Peter and I just clicked, and you know, worked with them for their first three albums, and then came back and worked with them for another few albums, and so we've had a long collaboration together. It's been really fun.
Tell us about your other movie projects you've been working on. I'm curious to know anything else you've been doing.
Well, the first one was a movie called The Second Chance with Michael W. Smith. You're familiar with as a singer, Christian singer, very famous in the U.S. And then the second one was Blue Light Jazz. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on a screenplay, but raising money is such a drag for making movies that every day that I don't finish the screenplay is a day that I don't have to raise money. So it works great for me.
And I watched your video clip for your song Goliath the other day.
Ah, right.
Brilliant little animation.
Right, yeah.
Tell us the inspiration behind that song.
You know, we finished the album, and I've got a lot of friends who are filmmakers, and so I just would send them different songs. If I felt like, in this case, Jonathan Richter, who's a longtime friend and collaborator and animator, I just thought he could come up with something and send him the song. I said, you know, if you don't have a lot of money, you can at least give them a lot of creative freedom. And he came up with the whole clip, animated clip. I think it's really good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Very, very well done. The theme for tonight is love changes everything. What does that mean to you?
You know, love and forgiveness, I think, are tied really closely together, and Jesus, of course, modeled love by teaching us forgiveness. And as we think about Good Friday and Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do, he was kind of our best model for forgiveness. So I think my parents, funny enough, just wrote a book on forgiveness because they'd seen so many relationships through the years get poisoned by a lack of forgiveness, and it's really hard to have love if forgiveness isn't there. So I kind of put the two together in my mind, and they go hand in hand.
Well, guys, we really appreciate you coming out to Australia. Is it okay if we pray for you? Heavenly Father, I thank you for Manuel and for Steve. Lord God, we pray you bless their performances here. Lord, we just thank you for bringing them out to our nation. I think both of them have got so many great gifts. They've got such a great talent that they can bring to our nation. We pray, God, that you'll continue to give them new songs, open up new doors for them, and guide them by your Holy Spirit, Lord, in the work they do. Give them your favor and your blessing, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.